Hello, my name is Darren Zen. I'm a program manager in the Windows division. Today I'm going to give you a summary of what we cover in the Windows Ecosystem Summit. Specifically, for this session, we're talking about certifying wireless devices using the Windows Hardware Certification Kit. And when we talk about wireless devices, specifically, we're referring to the wireless LAN and mobile broadband devices. So first of all, mainly we're going to cover three areas. The specific things on the certification values, improvements to the hardware certification kit that relates to the wireless LAN and mobile broadband testing, and some guidance on the specific areas of test for these two areas. So first of all, let's go over about the new and improved mobile broadband certification values. We have added improvements to the certification for mobile broadband in the areas of network driver interface specification 630, the mobile broadband class driver, as well as specific areas in power, performance, multi-carrier, and the IPSM. As far as on the improvements, we actually have reduced the time required to run the mobile broadband specific tests by 70%. In addition to that, we also have added the ability for you to run individual tests, test groups, or entire suites of tests. So this will certainly improve to allow you to run specific tests that you don't have to run the whole suite again if you have failures in specific areas. In addition to that, we also have improvements in the documentation as well as improve in logging. And now I'm going to go over some of the test guidance for mobile broadband. So as far as for mobile broadband, actually it's a single machine topology testing. You just need one client machine running Windows 8 and a mobile broadband device. So the setup is fairly straightforward. You can refer to the step-by-step guide or the specific documentations on mobile broadband to get more details on how to run the mobile broadband testing for certification. Now I'm going to just give you a few key areas of what the specific areas that we're testing as far as on mobile broadband. Of course, the basic mobile broadband functionalities, the class driver compliance testing, and the rest of areas I highlighted earlier, such as NDIS 630 compliance, wake support, etc. Okay, so that kind of wraps up on the area for mobile broadband. Now we will switch over to our wireless LAN. So first of all, the first thing I'm going to go over is just the specific certification values on some of the key new and improved areas for wireless LAN. We have added support for Wi-Fi Direct, improvements to power and performance, the network driver interface spec 630, the 802.11w, this is a security feature, protected management frames, and lastly, the Wake-On Wireless LAN. And now I'm going to go over some of the key improvements within the Windows Hardware Certification Kit. We have added capabilities for you to find specific overactive interrupts as well as find long DCP interrupts. There are tools within both the Windows Hardware Certification Kit as well as the Windows Driver Kit that has some specific testing for you to help you to debug your wireless network cards. Now the last areas I'm going to go over is the wireless LAN testing guidance. And in this area, it calls for a little more discussion here. Is that it's fairly different from most other testing, device testing or driver testing. The specific setup needs at least three systems, and there's also a need for a access point with 802.11w support. So as you can see in this slide, the three specific systems you need are one for tests of soft AP, or the second system is a device under test system, and the third system setup is the system under test. All these are covered in more detail within the documentation on how to test wireless LAN. So please refer to that for more detail. So let me just recap of what we talked about. Number one is that we've gone over highlighted some of the certification values for mobile broadband and wireless LAN. Number two is that we've gone over some of the specific improvements to the hardware certification kit for mobile broadband and wireless LAN. And lastly is we provided some guidance on the specific testing for both mobile broadband and wireless LAN. You can always refer back to the more detailed slide deck that's on the Windows Ecosystem Summit site, as well as refer to the documentations available with the hardware certification kit, and refer to the specific testing areas. Thank you very much.